Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I'm so happy you're here. Excuse my voice if I sound a little stuffy. You know, through doing multiple Whole30s in my life and learning about how my body reacts to things,
I know when I have a lot of extra dairy. So usually during the summertime, I have more dairy than I usually do. I usually don't have very much at all because two reasons. Number one, it makes me break out. But number two, if it's during a time of year where my allergies, like sneezing, runny nose, can take place, it aggravates it even more. So I've been having a little extra ice cream over the past week because that's part of my food freedom. But I've had a little too much because now I know my allergies are out of control. And that's just something I've learned about my body over time. Was it worth it? Sure, I'll get over these allergies here in the next couple of days. Just pop an extra Zyrtec, right? Okay. Hey, before we get into today's Habit Hack Thursday, I wanted to remind you next Wednesday, the 15th, at 12 p.m. Eastern in our free Facebook community, I'm going to be holding my free monthly mini coaching session. It's 15 minutes or less, just a quick coaching session with me. And the ladies in the group voted on wanting to talk about what to do when you plateau, and not just physically, but maybe mentally as well with your mindset. I'm really excited to dig into this topic with you all. If you're not a part of the Facebook community, there is a link in the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/self-transformed-fam. Come be a part of the community. They are always the first to know when things are going down, which something is going down. They get to find out early next Wednesday, the 15th, a couple little extra tweaks I'm making to Self-Transform You, my signature program, and also something big that's coming that'll save you a little bit of money if you're going to be coaching with me in the very near future. So come be a part of the group. There's free coaching every month. The girls in the group vote on it. You can check out the guide section because I put all previous coaching sessions, worksheets, anything I've created for free over there for you all to put in your transformation tool belt. It's all there in the guide section for you. So link in the show notes for you. I hope to see you come over to our Facebook community real soon. All right, let's talk about today's Habit Hack Thursday. This is a secret I share with all my clients and STU and a couple of other free coaching programs that I have put together in the past that my Habit Hacking Society members get access to. I want to talk about the 5-minute rule. And you may have heard of Mel Robbins, like the 5-second rule, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Or you may have heard of like the 5-second rule when your kids drop their food on the floor. You got that 5-second rule to pick it up before it's dirty, right? But this is a 5-minute rule. And this is something I personally do and something I suggest to all my clients do as well. So it's actually a cognitive behavioral therapy technique. And it's a technique to help you overcome procrastination. Oh my gosh, there are some things that I procrastinate. One of the big ones is laundry. I hate doing laundry. I really despise doing it. But using the 5-minute rule has allowed me to get it done without it feeling so overwhelming. So what it is, it's like I said, it's a procrastination tool that you use. You set a goal of doing whatever it is you would otherwise avoid, but just do it for 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, it's just so horrible you have to stop. You just stop. But the thing is, more than likely, you'll continue doing it for more than 5 minutes. You know, if I started folding the laundry for 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, I might as well finish it. It's not taking that long. Okay, I can do that. But what happens is the more you do it, the easier it becomes, right? You're using less brain power, and over time, it could turn into a really fantastic routine or habit in your life. So say there is a habit you're trying to incorporate into your schedule. So maybe it's working out. So you are getting up every day and you're going to ride your Peloton, or you're going to go to an Orange Theory class, or, you know, I'm recovering from an injury right now. So a lot of, for me right now, it's like hot yoga and slow movement and recovery, which I should do a whole episode on getting knocked on my butt literally and what that has changed for me mindset wise. But I digress. But if you want to try something like you're trying to work out every day and you're like, oh, I'm just dreading it. I don't want to do it. Okay. Give yourself 5 minutes. Like, okay, go do the workout for 5 minutes. Go do the workout for 5 minutes. More than likely, you're going to continue on more than 5 minutes, okay? So taking this even a step further, I like to set a timer. So I'll set a timer on my phone or on my watch. I even have a productivity timer I use in my office when I'm trying to focus in on certain projects and try not to get distracted, because I do get easily distracted, and setting a timer. So use the 5-minute rule to help create these new habits in your life, or do some of the tasks maybe you're procrastinating or avoid to get them done. And the more you do it, it's that compound effect we talk about so many times. The more you do it, it's going to become easier. It's going to have a massive transformation. And I'm going to keep trying to do this with laundry because it's one of the household tasks I really don't like doing. But I do want to set a good example for my kids, because to tell you the truth, they mimic what I'm doing. They will do their laundry. They know how to put their clothes in the washer and dryer, but then they sit in the clean clothes hamper all week because that's what mom does. That's what I do. So I want to set a good example for them. And you know, it doesn't necessarily even have to be 5 minutes. It could be a 10-minute or a 15-minute rule. Give yourself that own time frame. Set a timer and see how it goes for you. Let me know how it goes too. A bonus tip for you, for staying till the end for you, you can use some habit strategy to make this happen. So stack it on top of something that you already do every day. So going back to that workout example, so maybe it's something you automatically go do after you brush your teeth in the morning. You're going to go head down the hallway and hop on your Peloton. That's what I do. So maybe you get up, you drink a big glass of water. Oh, where that glass of water is, your workout clothes are already set out. That's your visual cue. You put them on, you go do the routine, which is the actual working out. Your reward is feeling amazing, not just mentally or physically, but also mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all the other things. Okay. That's just a little basic habit strategy for you. Like I've always tell you, you got to have strategy behind everything. These habit hacks every Thursday, I hope you're able to put into practice and watch a massive transformation over time. Okay, gang. Hey, come join us in the free Facebook community next Wednesday, the 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern. I do record every single live coaching. So if you can't join us live, if you're working at that time, you're busy with your kids, or you just forget, no worries. You can watch the replay. But do make sure to come over to the community. That way you're a part of it. You're able to connect with other like-minded women like yourself, but also get notifications when these free coachings happen. That way you remember to check them out. All right, gang. Always rooting for you. Sending you a great big virtual hug. I'll see you Monday, and I'll also see you next Wednesday in the Facebook community for our workshop on plateauing. All right, gang. See you soon.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review, and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.